Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, we're live. It's already Thursday, the eighth day of the new year, January 8th, 2004. We have several very important and informative guests coming on the show today. We have Brett Bercy coming on, fined for exercising his right to free speech. They wanted 6 months in prison and a $5,000 fine. John Ashcroft did. He's the guy that stood in a crowd of hundreds of Bush supporters with signs saying they love Bush. He had a sign saying no blood for oil. Whether you agree with him or disagree, don't you think he has a First Amendment right to do that? And they're arresting people all over the country. If you won't go a mile away, a half mile away, a third of a mile away, 5 miles away in some cases, 10 miles in some cases, to your warehouse or field with a fence around it for your protest with no media around. And if you try to go stand on the side of a public street with a sign, they'll arrest you under Secret Service orders. The federal judge says this is totally American. This is what America and Russia and China are all about. So that's coming up. Also in the third hour, Bob Chapman, who's done a lot of amazing predictions over the years on this show and this network, the international forecaster head, will be joining us to talk about the economy in the third hour. And, of course, the open borders and all the other key issues. Big show lined up for you. A ton of news here. U.S. copter goes down in Iraq, killing 9. U.S. reasserts right to declare citizens to be enemy combatants. The New York Times, they don't care what the judge says. Pentagon presses for U.S. operation in Lebanon. Oh, yeah, I want to go ahead and start a war there. IMF says rise in U.S. debt is threat to world economy. You should know you're behind it. China announces second suspected SARS case. Remember, it started last year with one case, then became a big hysteria here in the U.S. We'll watch that. And the Ledger did a good analysis of the legislation Bush is pushing. Bush would give illegal workers broad new rights. Yeah, no kidding. Blair pledges to quit if proven to be a liar about the David Kelly affair. Well, you are a liar, so how can we believe a liar that you'll quit if you're caught to be a liar? You said you'd quit if weapons of mass destruction weren't found, you liar. Again, you're just a little socialist minion. That's why George Bush and the conservative neocons, who aren't conservative, love you so much. You're so good. You're Bill Clinton's big buddy, too, but, oh, you really love Bush, don't you? Democrats should love Bush in this country. I mean, you want open borders, big government, gun control, loss of freedom, everything Bill Clinton tried, you're getting it. So if you get past the rhetoric, you NPR listeners out there should love George W. And the scary news, U.S. looking for dirty bombs in 5 cities, bioweapons experts still on high alert. Use detectors hidden in briefcases. Oh, they're trying to keep us safe. Experts seeking dirty bombs will get into that. Also, expect Al-Qaeda to attack regularly in 04. That's what the U.S. government's saying. Ah, yes, for the election year, you can bet on it. Also, judge lifts ban on Pentagon anthrax shots because they wouldn't approve it. The FDA wouldn't approve it, so a judge said you can't keep giving this to the troops. So the FDA said, okay, it's approved in about 4 days. They've been given it for 14 years, and they admit it's killed a bunch of people. And so now it's back to giving the troops the shots. That's a small percentage of the news that we'll be detailing after this quick break. You do not want to miss this broadcast. Please stay with us. And we'll take calls in this first hour early in the show at 1-800-259-9231. Infowars.com is the website.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. Thanks for joining us. This show is not about hypocrisy. It's not about left and right. It's about right and wrong. We're not hypocrites here on this show. Before I get into the U.S. copter goes down in Iraq, killing 9, and tons of other very important news, I meant to get to this yesterday, and I didn't, so I'm going to cover it right now. Now, on Monday, I was ranting and raving about the set, the Hollywood stage that the Crawford Ranch is just north of where I sit in Austin, Texas. Bush goes out there and poses in a cowboy hat. Oh, we can trust him. He's a man of the earth. He's a good Texan like John Wayne. He's so wonderful. That's the illusion we're given. But there's other, you know, better examples. The turkey that no one was allowed to eat that Bush brought out with all the fixings on it to show to the troops like he was bringing them food, or Bush landing on the aircraft carrier and then talking about what a great fighter jock he is in the media. What a man. When the guy really went AWOL, but no real discussion of that. Or going to St. Louis and having Made in USA spray painted on the boxes at the warehouse and Made in China taped over, which is a felony, by the way. You know, these are just some of the examples. Going to Indiana and the Secret Service ordering the entire crowd of thousands of people to take their ties off, and then a few refused, so they threatened to throw them out or arrest them because they wanted to, quote, give the image of the general public, working class folks. I mean, that's the level of micromanagement and control. And Bill Clinton did that stuff, too. Bill Clinton engaged in that as well. It came out in the Oregonian and the Associated Press last year. I remember the fires started right when Bush went out there to give a speech about how we've got to cut down more of the trees because the fires are causing a problem, all this dead wood. And you know what? That's true. We have more forests now than we had 100 years ago. But the point is that this was in the local papers. Witnesses saw black helicopters flying around the day before he arrived and that morning, and that every time they take off, a fire would start. About 8 different fires started in one day, and so Bush stood there with flames behind him and smoke. Now, we can't say they did that, but the paper even said that locals believe they did. But we know about all the other staged events, and there's hundreds of them. I mean, we have a Pentagon that is openly planning false letters from troops from Iraq about how much they love the war, and it comes out they're staging that. It's in the paper 1 or 2 days, and then nothing's ever done about it. You know, the Jessica Lynch fable. She admits it's a fable. The weapons of mass destruction, the fake Niger document, fake mobile weapons labs, 12-year-old dossiers written by college students, Powell holding it up as the latest British intelligence. They're lying to us, okay? They admit they're lying to us. Fake terror alerts, that's all been proven. That's all admitted, but put on the back burner. So we know that they stage. We know that it's an advertisement technique of propaganda. It's a pitch, okay? That's what's happening. They're using high-tech advertisement techniques to sell us an image, to sell us an idea that they're our saviors, give our rights up, they'll keep us safe. But the hypocrisy comes in here. This is off Rush Limbaugh's website, The Making of the Money Shot. And it says, did any of you wonder when you saw this photo of Howard Dean and Bill Bradley Tuesday in Iowa, how the diminutive Dr. Dean, who claims to be 5'8 and 3/4, appears the same size as 6'5 former NBA star? We did too. Well, the images below, grabbed from CNN's coverage, show us how that feat was pulled off with some skillful platform. Click the panels for larger images, and they've got a clip to provide and to see what's afoot. They got a video clip. In the first frame, Bradley is speaking, and you'll notice that he's standing on a platform while Dean watches far in the background. When Bradley introduces Dean, they switch places. Dean steps up, and Bradley steps down. The series of images show from behind how their position switch puts them at a relatively equal height. Having duped their willing accomplices in the media, and they think all of us, you idiots, in America, they turn for the money shot and suddenly are vertically challenged Democrat frontrunner is as tall as the imposing looking as the former NBA superstar endorsing him. And yes, this is how they stage things, but that's the oldest thing in the book for politicians that aren't very tall to have a box, because you'll have different speakers and the box will be there for the shortest speaker, and an aide will slide that into place before the shorter person gets up there. In fact, every time Bush is giving a speech, and there's others who are going to give speeches. I've seen this time and time again, just never even mentioned it. This just goes without mentioning. They have taller speakers up there. Then an aide will walk up and say, the President of the United States. And while he's doing that, when he steps back, an aide is leaning down. You can watch live speech and see this. They will place a box into the area so that Bush will be above the microphones at the panel, at the lectern. I mean, I've gone and given speeches before, and they've had to adjust things because I'm only 5'10", and they might have a speaker who's 5'5". You've got to really adjust the podiums. This is just standard. It's no big deal. It is stage managed. The way they did it was skillfully done, and it is made to make him look as tall as Bradley because he was going to be standing next to him. That's different than putting a box up to a high lectern. But again, compared to Bush, and the White House admits after they got caught spray painting with a stencil made in USA in big letters over a bunch of boxes haphazardly like it was real, and then down below made in China taped over, that's a felony. ordering people to take their ties off? I mean, how control freak is that? I mean, this is amazing, folks. I mean, I remember when Bill Clinton would go give a speech somewhere, they'd cut down a bunch of ancient trees behind him just so you could see the mountain view. Bush does that too. But why would Rush Limbaugh sit there and make a big deal out of Howard Dean trying to look tall compared to people committing felonies or handing out fake turkeys? And I heard these very talk show hosts, these neocons, that don't care about open borders, that don't care about Bush planning to sign the assault weapons ban, that don't care about all the, you know, the sellout of Taiwan to China. They don't care about that. They squealed when Hillary went to Afghanistan to present turkeys to the troops. And of course it was a staged event. Yes, it's obvious. But it was bad when she did it, and simultaneously, I heard it on one big national show in the same 10 minutes, good when Bush does it. I mean, this is ridiculous doublethink and doublespeak, and I'm sick of it. So, Howard Dean is evil and duping the idiots and the willing accomplices in the media because he stood on a box. But George Bush would never do such a thing out there at his ranch, which is a total and complete set. Admittedly. Complete with old tractors, hay bales, all of it. Out there cutting brush from time to time, riding fence. Well, you could just see him riding over the hill with Davy Crockett. So we continue to just buy into all of this, and I for one am so tired of it. But this is a great example of the amazing level of hypocrisy. Total and complete, massive hypocrisy. And the people listening to that show and going to that website won't even remember, won't even be aware, and if you point it out to them, they'll say, shut up, communist, I'm handing my guns in as a good conservative. I'm so sick of you idiots. I'm serious. I mean, neocons, you're the scum of the earth. You're the most mindless idiots. And secondarily, there are the mindless, bug-eyed liberals, the NPR listeners of this country. You guys should love George Bush. Open borders, gun control, selling out Taiwan, supercomputers to China, campaign finance reform, protecting Bill Clinton and blocking Dan Burton's Pardongate Commission. I mean, if you literally, if you like Bill Clinton's policies, then you should love George Bush. But again, it's not about actions, is it? It's about rhetoric. If it was really about actions, conservatives, if you hated Bill Clinton, you should hate George Bush. But see, it's not about reality, is it? It's about perception. It's high-tech advertisement spin, and you're buying it hook, line, and sinker. So what do you have to say about this? 1-800-259-9231. And Limbaugh, you're now saying there's a conspiracy against you with the money laundering investigations and doctor shopping investigations, and I'd have to agree. I mean, yeah, you got some liberals down there in Florida that don't like you, and yeah, you're being persecuted with the law. They're using the Patriot Act to get at your medical records. They're using Section 3, and it's wrong. And but again, no, you're a conspiracy theorist. There's no such thing as conspiracies. You fool. So just, you know, just stay hopped up on your hillbilly heroin and talk about putting teenage kids in jail for smoking pot while you're hopped up on synthetic heroin, okay, boy? While you're taking 100 pills a day. It's just unbelievable. I am, again, hypocrisy. Total hypocrisy. I am sick of it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. U.S. copter goes down in Iraq, killing 9. A U.S. Black Hawk medevac helicopter crashed Thursday near a stronghold of the anti-American insurgency, killing all 9 soldiers aboard, U.S. military said. Also Thursday, a soldier died of injury suffered by a mortar attack. A day earlier, the wounded 33 other troops and a civilian west of Baghdad. Hundreds of angry Iraqis, meanwhile, waited outside Baghdad's infamous Abu Ghraib prison for a much-publicized release of detainees that did not occur by late afternoon. All right, I just got unbelievable news about they want to invade Lebanon now. The Pentagon wants that. And just the news is all very important. I hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, John Stadtmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, I'm going to your calls in the next segment. Toll-free number to join us on air on this live Thursday edition of the show. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Another point of hypocrisy by the neocons. I remember Bill Clinton having anti-Clinton protesters arrested out of crowds of Clinton worshipers. and the neocons on talk radio would rant and rave and rail against it. But now that Bush is systematically doing it on a greater scale, I've heard them on air defending it. Basically, neocons defend Republicans for gun control, defend them for open borders, they defend sweatshops, they defend genetically engineered nightmare foods and animals. Basically, their job is to sell you slavery, folks. And the reason I talk so much about them is because conservatives, deep down, are the enemy of the New World Order. But you've been compromised, you've been diverted, you've been pacified by these people. And I say, you better wake up if you love this country. Meanwhile, more troops are dying and over in Iraq, which is just a tragedy. But Bush says, bring them on. Hey, he went AWOL. So it's easy for him to say, bring them on. Him and the rest of his chicken hawks there, bunch of draft dodgers like Clinton. U.S. reasserts right to declare citizens to be enemy combatants. The Bush administration on Wednesday asserted its broad authority to declare America's citizens to be enemy combatants, and it suggested that the Supreme Court consider two prominent cases at the same time. And with this socialistic court, I mean, they'll probably authorize it, a lower federal court. But the Second Circuit said that, no, you can't grab a citizen under Section 802, call them a terrorist, and they're never seen again. The Justice Department, in a brief filed with the court, said it would seek an expedited appeal of a federal appeals court decision last month in the case of Jose Padilla, jailed as an enemy combatant in 2002. The divided appeals court of the Second Circuit in New York ruled on December 18th President Bush lacked the authority to indefinitely detain an American citizen like Mr. Padilla, who was arrested on American soil simply by declaring him an enemy combatant. Mr. Padilla has been held incommunicado as military brig in South Carolina. And understand, folks, that they're using the whole Patriot Act against topless bars, against Rush Limbaugh, against county commissioners, against speeders. They're using it all over the country thousands of times. Thousands of folks. How do I know that? Because I'll hear some state attorney or some county attorney in some article. I've seen just dozens and dozens and dozens of these going, oh, yeah, we've used it hundreds of times already. The Justice Department, before Congress early last year, said, oh, yeah, we're going to use it for all crimes against citizens. Of course we'll use all our tools. That was amazing, but they did that. So, again, I mean, they're using it over and over again in small towns around this country. The Justice Department is saying they're using it. I've seen all these different U.S. attorneys and state attorney generals and district attorneys in the cities and counties saying they're using it. I see articles every day where they're using it. And the most common thing is to charge a pot dealer or a cocaine dealer or some other drug dealer for distributing weapons of mass destruction. I know that sounds crazy. That's what they're doing for selling drugs. Now possessing drugs are charging people with terrorism. I'll hear it on the news all the time. Police charge man who attacked neighbor with knife with terrorism. See, everything's terrorism now. So they can grab you and take you away without a trial. And they're saying they want to put military on the streets and have the military run our lives and have NORTHCOM and Joint Task Force 6 run our lives. This is not freedom, folks. This is not freedom. So we'll see what happens with that. Pentagon presses U.S. occupation in Lebanon. The U.S. Defense Department is said to be mulling a proposal to expand special operations forces and send them to destroy insurgency strongholds along the Lebanese-Syrian border. Oh, great. Now we're going to attack other countries. U.S. defense sources said the proposal is being examined by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. They said the plan calls for a multi-pronged attack on insurgency strongholds, such as countries as Lebanon and Somalia. The global war on terror is continuing, and it will for the foreseeable future, Rumsfeld, who did not cite future U.S. counterinsurgency targets, said on Tuesday, as we prosecute the war, we'll need to continue to strengthen, improve, and transform our forces, modernize, restructure programs and commands. And by the way, they are not giving troops medals in Iraq. I have the article here today. They're giving all the troops a global war on terrorism medal. Yes, everyone gets a black beret. Everyone gets a medal. They're handing them out like they did in World War II in Germany. Iron crosses for all the cooks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water. Normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448, or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
He rode a blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to Batman near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
All right, folks. We're about to get into IMF says rise in U.S. debt is threat to world economy. China announces second suspected case of SARS. Bush would give illegal workers broad new rights. That puts it lightly. U.S. looking for dirty bombs in five U.S. cities. Oh, sure they are. And a lot more. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's talk to Shannon in Colorado. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. I am actually, it was just, this is the first time I've tuned in to you, to your station, but I've also have experienced a lot of, I guess the Lord has kind of shown me a lot of stuff that, you know, the government is hiding, like mad cow disease, and we've have experienced actually mad cow disease ourselves through members of our family and that kind of thing. And
Multiple members of your family?
Yes. And
how do you know that?
Well, we went to certain different people. For instance, I was wondering if you ever heard of the man named Dr. Overman?
No, I haven't.
No, you haven't? Well, he's pretty much right up your alley. I mean, you guys talk about the same things, but he was called into the whole medical field, you know, with naturopathic healing and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So, but he's actually cured lots of people with mad cow disease.
Oh, really?
Yes. And
I've had scientists and epidemiologists and all sorts of different doctors on years ago, and they were covering up mad cow. Many of the Alzheimer's cases were caused by the CJD, by the Creutzfeldt-Jacobs.
Yeah, that was in 1987.
Disease, and now they do admit that a lot of the Alzheimer's cases are indeed CJD. That's even been in, again, mainstream papers. But this was all caused because they continued to feed rotten meat to cows.
Yeah.
And now they're going to come in with federal regulation and go after the good farmers and ranchers instead of simply enforcing the law and not allowing them to continue to feed all this horrible stuff to animals that aren't even meant to eat meat.
Yeah, and see, I was wondering, because obviously it's widespread and it's kind of just been covered up, but I was wondering, when everything starts getting more severe, I mean, what do you think that the government is actually going to do with all of us?
Well, more severe. What area?
Well, when we actually start seeing the side effects more prevalent and stuff.
Well, we have seen the side effects more prevalent.
Yes.
Alzheimer's is way up from the vaccines. Autism is up by over 2,000%.
That's right.
All this stuff, they just quietly misdiagnose it, and the AMA says this is how you diagnose these symptoms, and we'll just go about our business.
Yeah. But I was just thinking, you know, I was wondering if it was probably going to get worse, and then we're going to see a lot more.
Well, I don't know if it'll get worse, if they'll just stop feeding rotten meat to cows and meat to cows and sheep and pigs and other animals, we won't have that problem.
Okay. And you think that the government will actually stop doing that kind of thing? Or?
Well, the government doesn't do it. Private industry's been doing it, and the government regulates it and hasn't been regulating it. They don't regulate real bio problems. They simply harass low-level farmers and ranchers. That's what it's all about. Big government works for the big corporations to go after their competition, to put up walls of red tape so it's too expensive for the average person to go into competition against big agri.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Good to have you there as a new listener. Please spread the word about the show. You know, I know we have loaded phones, and we'll go to some of those calls here in a few minutes. But let me get back into the news for you. IMF says rise in U.S. debts is threat to world economy. Now, again, this is like a mafia chief, Al Capone, saying the mafia was a problem in the 20s and 30s. In Chicago, they run our Federal Reserve. They set the policy on a global scale. They are the private receivership arm of the big central banks of Europe and the private shareholders here in the U.S. as well. They have set up this implosion. Joseph Stiglitz, 2 years ago, quit the IMF, went public. Thousands of pages of documents were released. The IMF did not deny their validity. They said they were accurate, they were copyright and shouldn't be released. And the IMF described how they wanted to implode almost all the major economies in the Americas, in Asia, in Africa, drive down the currencies, and even do this to the U.S., cause riots, and then use martial law under a civil emergency to set up dictatorships. Okay? And then here we are years later as it begins to happen, and they're there posing as our saviors. With its rising budget deficit and ballooning trade imbalance, the United States is running up a foreign debt of such record-breaking proportions that it threatens the financial stability of the global economy, according to a report released Wednesday by the International Monetary Fund. And they go into the plunging dollar that's now down by over 40%. Prepared by a team of IMF economists, the report sounded a loud alarm about the shaky financial foundation of the United States, questioning the wisdom of the Bush administration's tax cuts, and warning that large budget deficits pose significant risk, not just for the United States, but for the rest of the world. Now, this is more of this good cop, bad cop business. The OECD, another globalist body that's chaired by the same people that run the IMF, World Bank, UN, World Trade Organization, World Health Organization, it's just a handful of people, they have come out and they've called it tax havens. They've said that America's average tax of about 50% is not high enough, that the world average tax should be the French model of 87%. These are official IMF, World Bank, OECD documents. And they are pressuring all their member countries to raise taxes. And so they will then come into the U.S. and say, oh, see, you're causing all these problems because you have such a big deficit because you cut taxes. It isn't because they cut taxes a little bit that we have the deficit. It's because the Federal Reserve System, that is a unit of the International Monetary Fund World Bank system, creates a dollar of debt every time a dollar is created. It's designed to cause implosions, and we have the IMF's own internal documents on this. So I just wanted folks to be aware of that. China announces second suspected SARS case. We'll cover this and I'll go to your calls. China announces second suspected SARS case. A waitress in a hospital in China's southern city of Guangzhou was today declared the country's second suspected SARS case of the season. The government announced, well, how could she get it if somebody else didn't have it? The one sentence announcement gave no other details, but earlier reports of the 20-year-old woman worked in a restaurant in Guangzhou, which served wild game. The woman, whose name was not released, went to a hospital on December 31st with a fever, according to reports. She was isolated after tests showed possible inflammation in her lungs. Don't even know if this is SARS, folks. And now there's a 32-year-old television producer who was admitted in hospital in the southern city on December 20th, and Chinese and international experts spent weeks testing samples before declaring that he was confirmed to have severe acute respiratory syndrome or SARS. So they're confirming that. But can you believe anything the communist Chinese say? And these different outbreaks are great diversions for governments, our government, their government. Mark, who's up first here? Joe in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Fine, go ahead.
Over the holidays, I was watching a news station, and I heard about a hangover pill released by the FDA called RU-21. And then I said to myself, boy, that sounds sort of familiar. And then I remembered the abortion pill called RU-486. And I started thinking to myself, okay, how does that make sense logically? RU-21, you know, as far as the hangover pill, RU-21 to drink, and the abortion pill, RU-486. And what do you do when you throw something out, Alex? You 86 it. So RU-486 is the abortion pill name. I thought that was kind of like a little sick.
You know, and they spend sometimes millions of dollars. I saw a report where they spent like $5 million with three different ad agencies to come up with the name, I believe it was Nexium, the little purple pill, just to come up with that term. I believe it was Nexium. That was a few years ago. But this is just another example, and what you're saying sounds valid. The globalists love to have stuff hidden in plain view. We know they pour over what to name something, and it sounds very valid, yes.
I mean, how valid can you be? RU-21 is a hangover pill. Makes sense to me. And RU-486 is like, you might as well put a question mark after that.
Oh, and I did hear about that hangover pill. No telling what it does to your brain. I heard the real hangover pill is drinking a couple glasses of water that evening. But no, we'll just take some toxic pill.
Yeah. So you heard of the abortion pill, though, RU-486.
Of course.
You?
Yeah, it's killed a bunch of people.
Yeah, okay. So I just wanted to make that comment. And when are you going to be making your videos on DVD, all of them?
You know, we're still doing it in VHS because despite the fact they're trying to phase out VHS, still there are three times as many VHS players in the country. About half my listeners don't have DVD players, and it's easier for people to make copies VHS to VHS. So to get the word out, I still have them in VHS, but I am planning in the future sometime to come out with DVDs with all the films. But right now, the only DVD I've got is 9/11 Road to Tyranny.
That makes sense. All right, great work, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Joe, thanks for your call. Let's. Who's up next now? Danny in Tennessee, go ahead. Good to talk to you, Danny.
Hey, Alex. Love you, love your show. I've called you a couple times in the past. I used a different name. My real name's Robert, but Danny is my nickname.
Okay, that's fine, sir. Go ahead.
I just woke up a little while ago, but anyway.
Okay, that's fine, too. Go ahead.
I want to go ahead and get to the point. My dad had just left recently to go get a bite to eat or something. He was telling me before he left that he's like, you know, did you read the newspaper today? I was like, no. And he's like, what, you know. I was like, why? And he told me that Bush is trying to give illegal immigrants amnesty or something like that.
And well, you've got to learn the doublespeak. He's reforming it. It's not amnesty, but anyone who's here will be legal. Anyone that can get here in perpetuity is legal in the past, but let's go along with the lie. It's not amnesty. It's just total legalization.
Yeah, exactly.
And in the past, they would only legalize who was here. 5 million, 10 million here or there, 3 million here or there. Now it's in perpetuity. Anybody that ever gets here, anybody that's here, is totally legal and gets benefits.
Yeah. Well, my dad's a big fan of your show, too, and he's the one that kind of turned me on to you. And then we bought a couple of your videos and gave them out to friends and stuff.
Well, I appreciate you doing that, my friend.
I just wanted another comment. I used to work at this television show. I don't know if I should say the name because it might give them a bad name. But
you can say the name of anything you want, sir. It's called the First Amendment.
Exactly. And, well, that's what I'm about to get to. Okay, a friend of mine I work with, I used to roommate with him, but I moved out because he was just complete, I don't know, it's, I guess, jerk, maybe.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
And I brought up a couple of points. You know, I was like, yeah, you should really listen to this guy on the radio. He's like, well, radio shows are blah, 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 and trying to talk bad about you or something, trying to just say that you tell lies and all this. And I was like, you know, no, he makes complete sense to me. I think outside the box, you know. And I guess he's just brainwashed or something, but I tried to tell him about Pearl Harbor and how the president knew about it like 2 weeks in advance, and he was like, no, they didn't know that.
Well, that document's declassified in public now.
Yeah, and everybody at the work thought I was crazy or some terrorist. They labeled me anti-American just because I believe the president's not a good person and the government can't be trusted, you know, and I thought that was... It made me really mad because, I mean...
So I guess all the founding fathers are terrorists because they said don't trust the government.
Yeah, exactly. And it makes me so mad that they label me as anti-American just because I have, you know, I speak out against what the media says, you know, the as you say, the media of deception, you know. I mean, you can't really believe anything they say, and it just cracks me up because these people are just... They don't want to believe it. They're in denial.
Well, it's not just don't believe what they say. A lot of it's true, but it's spun or they lie by omission.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different sophisticated propaganda techniques they use. They use very simple techniques. They use very complex techniques. That's what makes it so complex is that they have different propaganda for different levels of the public within the same newscast. There's multivariate, multifaceted algorithms of classical propaganda. With high-tech semantical distortions, that is very, very serious.
Yeah, and just one more thing. My mom's a big fan of CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, and all this. And on there, a couple times I watched it with her, they actually talk about Big Brother, like it's, you know, thanks to Big Brother, blah, 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 you know. And they just,
that's the thing. In the news, on the sitcoms, in the dramas, Big Brother's now a good thing.
Yeah, exactly.
I see headlines every week that say, Big Brother helping. Big Brother wasn't so bad after all.
Yeah,
torture wasn't so bad after all. Secret arrest was good.
I mean, they just openly talk about Big Brother like it's the best thing in the world, you know, and I'm like, no. Anyway,
see, now you're crazy because you don't like Big Brother. See, that's un-American, too.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening to me, Alex. You have a nice day. I'm going to go ahead and let you go so you can get to your other callers, all right?
Hey, I really appreciate your call, and I sound a little irritated with you. I have a bad headache today. I rarely have headaches, and I've got a splitting headache, so if I sound a little grumpy here, maybe it'll go away if I eat something. We'll come back and go to more calls, and we've got two guests coming up after that, and we'll take calls for those guests as well. And I've gotten through about, a half inch of the news, and this stack is about 4 inches thick. It's just give me an idea what's here. Bush will give illegal workers broad new rights. Blair pledges to quit if proven a liar. You've already been proven a liar. U.S. looking for dirty bombs in five cities. I'll get to that next. Also, expert al-Qaeda to attack regularly in 04. Lots of that on the forecast. When you hear al-Qaeda, that means CIA. Judge lifts ban on Pentagon anthrax shots. Devour unique Russian UFOs. This is a mainstream news article about the U.S. and Russian government building a drone factory together. And then when folks ask what they are, they just say they're UFOs. Also, State Department worker found dead outside agency. Cannibal reveals meat man-eater network. It's all coming up.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
You see, the advertisement pitch they're selling you is perceived massive sustained terrorist threat. That's why long before 9/11, they had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, it's probably in the thousands, of anti-terror drills, decontamination drills, nuclear spill drills, attacks on school drills. They had those before Columbine, with the Secret Service and FBI involved. And FEMA, by the way, that's in my film, A Police State to the Takeover. Notice FEMA has a program to stop mass shootings, and then suddenly, of course, you have the big mass shooting and then all the foul play there by the federal government. But it creates the perception that we're all about to be attacked by terrorists any second. And here's the Toronto Star. And again, it's admitted. The terror alerts to Germany, the terror alerts to France, the terror alerts to Nevada were false, and German intelligence says they believe the CIA was planting false stories for a political diversion. Well, FBI and CIA agents went public last year, and ABC News, Associated Press, Capitol Hill Blue broke the story that we've been ordered to issue fake terror alerts to, quote, create hysteria. Now, I'm not saying the globalists aren't going to blow something up, but in between those attacks they launch, they want to keep the fear going. And so when they have a terror drill in many cities, like Top Off 1, Top Off 2, that were nationwide, and folks living in Denver know about this, they really did it big time in your city twice, they will quietly announce a month before, we're going to have a drill. Then they'll have the drill and not tell people it's a drill for about 8-10 hours. Then late at night, they'll say, okay, it was just a drill. Meanwhile, folks are wondering why black helicopters and troops are driving around and why the police are out, practicing shutting down roads. And I've had city council folks on from Denver. I've had them on from Austin. I've interviewed people all over the country where they have these fake terror attacks, then later admit, oh, it was just a drill. This is to create that perception. U.S. looking for dirty bomb in 5 cities. Bioweapons experts still on high alert. This is out of the Toronto Star. While huge New York Eve celebrations and college football bowl games, the U.S. government last month dispatched scores of casually dressed nuclear scientists with sophisticated radiation detection equipment hidden in briefcases and golf bags to scour 5 major cities for radiological or dirty bombs, according to officials involved in the emergency effort. The call-up of Department of Energy radiation experts to Washington, New York, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and Baltimore was the first since the weeks after September 11th terror attacks. It was conducted in secrecy, in contrast to the very public cancellation of 15 commercial flights into the United States from France, Britain, and Mexico over the holidays. Because, see, you have the overt fake terror alerts, but the real action is in the red alert that all major cities have been under since 9/11. And they call the cops in and give them classified briefings and have a nuclear scientist walk out and scare them. And, man, you got to do what we say and not tell anybody. And once we go under a big terror attack, which is going to happen, you're going to be instantly federalized. And don't worry, you'll get a supplemental paycheck. How does that sound? You're now secret agents. Here's your decoder ring, basically. You're in the treehouse club now. You're cool. You're in. You're secret agents, okay? Watch everyone. Trust no one unless they're wearing a black helmet and a black ski mask. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to when they drill with these special encoded ID badges that the police and folks have been given that they carry around their glove compartments and keep real quiet about so during an emergency they can get through roadblocks and be little dutiful federal slaves. We'll come back and go to Mike in Kentucky, and then we'll get our first guest on talking about the end of the First Amendment and a lot more, so stay with me.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a
single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.